On this day, June 3rd, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson brings the U.S. Armed Forces into the 20th century. We'll tell you that story. Let's get started. On this day, June 3rd, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson approves the National Defense Act. Now, we need to get a little bit of the background to understand the significance of this act, so let's talk about it. The world in the early part of the 20th century was changing rapidly. Technology was making the world a smaller place. It also changed the nature of warfare, with bigger and faster ships, more destructive guns and bombs, and troops could be deployed more rapidly. Then there came a new threat, submarines. Germany blockaded England with subs in 1915, and President Wilson complained to Germany that subs couldn't observe the accepted laws of warfare. You see, in the past, when a naval battle was won, the winners would rescue the survivors and take them prisoner. But subs would just shoot and watch the people drown. But the issue that most frightened Wilson and others was protecting the lives of those on non-military ships. If subs shot a ship with civilians on board, it was certain death for most of those people. And he told Germany they would be held accountable if any lives were taken as a result of this new kind of sea warfare. Well, guess what? Wilson's fears were realized when the Lusitania was sunk by a torpedo from a German sub. More than 1,000 men, women, and children drowned. Not soldiers, not naval officers, men, women, and children. Of these, 114 were American citizens. Now, Wilson realized that America needed better preparedness in this new world, so he asked his secretaries of war and the Navy for their input about getting all branches of the military up to snub to meet the modern threats. Now, in warfare, the Navy is the first line of defense, but ships, they take time to build. It's no easy thing to build a ship and get it out to sea. You can't do that overnight. So in 1915, Congress created the Office of Chief of Naval Operations to ensure the Navy is an up-to-date fighting machine. And that following summer, Congress approved the largest single appropriation for new ships and equipment. President Wilson wanted to keep the peace, but he realized that we had to be prepared for war in this new state of things, with these new threats on the horizon. Well, the Navy was well organized. Teddy Roosevelt used it by sending it around the world a few years back to show the world our muscles, you know, the Navy might. And the Navy just needed a few tweaks to get it ready for the current threats. But while the Navy only needed more men and ships, the Army needed a complete overhaul. Now, you see, in previous wars, we relied on volunteer soldiers, which are no match for a modern, well-organized enemy. For instance, during the Civil War, both North and South lost 2 years training leaders and soldiers. And during the Spanish War, we raised an army quickly, only to see thousands die of diseases that could have been avoided had the officers been properly trained. Of course, like everything, it was trial and error. As a result of the Spanish War, the medical corps learned how to prevent yellow fever, and they learned how to better deal with typhoid fever, malaria, and diphtheria as well. Now, continuing that spirit of improvement, on this day, June 3rd, 1916, the National Defense Act was approved by President Wilson. Now, this act provided three important things. First, it increased the size of the regular army not to exceed 175,000 men, except in the case of threatened or actual war. Second, it updated the National Guard by providing that within 1 year of the passage of the act, there shall be 200 enlisted men for each senator and representative in Congress, and that each year after that, it shall be increased 50% until the number reached 800 enlisted men for each senator and representative. This would bring the militia up to about 500,000 trained men. Third, and most importantly, it provided for the training of officers. It takes about 50,000 officers to lead 1 million men, and this required a system of camps and courses for study. And these officers had to meet for drilling and instruction at least 48 times and spend 15 days in encampment each year. So basically, it prepared the military for war. The evils of previous wars that were caused by untrained volunteer officers were to be avoided in the next war. So on this day, June 3rd, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson approves the National Defense Act.